Report.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Garrison Building Supply. An upcoming meeting later this week in Sutherland regarding Ford's Pond and the project there. Brian Elliott's the Community Development Director for the City of Sutherland, and Christy Gilbert, the Community Development Supervisor. They join us. Folks, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
So, first of all, just give us a quick overview of the Ford's Pond development and how this has evolved over the last number of years.
So, in 2014, the City of Sutherland purchased the Ford's Pond property. It's a 202-acre piece of property with a 95-acre pond. The pond was necessary to store the Class A recycled water from May 1st through the October 31st per the wastewater permit with DEQ, and this was part of the new wastewater treatment project.
Now, obviously, this has evolved and a lot more to come. How unique is this to have a development, a park, a pond this big inside a city?
Well, it definitely is unique and special to our community, but not just our community, but also the neighboring communities. There's a lot to enjoy out there. There's birding, fishing, boating, hiking, just a good place to relax and enjoy. And once we have completed projects one and project two, there will be 35 paved parking spaces, a food truck pad, 1.7 miles of ADA accessible paved paths, three small pavilions, and also ADA accessible restrooms for everybody to enjoy.
And I know you've got the Friends Group. Explain the partnership there.
Yeah, so again, back in 2014 when the city purchased this piece of property, 2015, the Friends of Ford's Pond came to the city council and presented Ford's Pond becoming a community park. With that said, a partnership was created with the Friends of Ford's Pond and the City of Sutherland. Friends of Ford's Pond have really been the driver behind the grants and moving forward with the progress at Ford's Pond. It started in 2016. We received a $40,000 grant for the Ford's Pond Master Plan. Most of your agencies, grants or funding agencies, require a master plan to apply for funding. And with the adoption of the Master Plan in 2017, this was kind of the beginning of where we are today.
And obviously, getting the help with state parks grants is a big deal. What kind of an infusion has this led to?
So, again, in the partnership with the Friends of Ford's Pond, I believe we've been successful with six grants. And I believe it's not just the state parks, it's also neighboring communities and donors, other entities with smaller grants that just add up to get us to where we are today. But with that partnership with the Friends of Ford's Pond, I'd like to say we've been very successful with these grants. I believe to date we're a little over $2 million with grants, donations, and funding. And again, that's just because of great partnership with the Friends of Ford's Pond.
Now, Christy, there's an open house on Thursday night. Explain where it'll be and what kinds of things you're going to cover.
So it'll be at the community center, the building down by our park on Willamette Street. So it's 150 South Willamette. It'll be from 5 to 7. We're going to introduce the design, and then we'll be covering the design of Project 2 and getting input and ideas at each station. So we'll kind of set it up in different stations so there can be the social distancing accommodated, and we'll be able to kind of have somebody at each station to discuss each of the phases.
So are there going to be, like, displays to look at or artist drawings of what might be in the future?
Yes, there will be.
And talk about this next phase here. I mean, it has really turned us into a facility and a park that people from all over the area enjoy, and looks like there's a lot more ahead.
Yeah, so part of Project 2 will be the ADA accessible restrooms, three small pavilions. Currently, what we have completed is 0.8 miles of the paved ADA accessible path. In this Project 2, we'll complete the additional 0.9 miles of paved path, so we'll have a total of 1.7 around the facility.
And do you anticipate another phase down the road and other things to add, or do you think this is probably going to be where you want to be finished with further development?
So, yes, we have some other goals ahead. We've already submitted another grant for additional parking, which would be southeast of the current parking area, and this would kind of be an overflow parking for RVs and buses. One of our goals is to hopefully someday have cross-country meets out there. And then also, funding dependent, we're looking at on the north side, a fishing pier, boat launch, and then jumping back over to the south east corner, an amphitheater. But it, again, it's all depending on funding.
All right, well, meeting 5 to 7 on Thursday. Anything else one of you would like to add about this project?
You know, it's just been a great project, and again, not just for our community, but the neighboring communities, and it's been great to work with the Friends of Forge Pond, and it's just been a great team effort, and if there's anybody out there that would like to help volunteer, we highly recommend them reaching out to the Friends of Forge Pond, either on their Facebook or the forgepond.org on the website.
All right, Brian Elliott and Christy Gilbert from the City of Sutherland, thanks for being on this morning.
Yep. Thank you.
841 Morning Conversation, presentation at Garrett's at Building Supply.
Hi, this is Paul.